This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm drinking a Alaskan Amber. It's Category 7A Northern German Alt Beer. So this beer is a little hard to find. It's not widely available. I was in Seattle in business and picked up a few things that I can't get in Ohio. This was one of them. I had previously judged this as part of Zymergy's commercial calibration column, so I knew it's a good example. So, smelling it, the first thing I get is this really sort of malty richness, just like that you get in some of the better German Oktoberfests. I mean, it's suggestive of Munich and Vienna malt. It's got that very Germany kind of malt character that you can only describe as rich and elegant. Just a little grainy. I'm getting some esters, maybe medium-low. It's a little high for the style. It should be cold-conditioned, and you shouldn't really get those. I'm getting some spicy hops, maybe medium-low. That's about it. It's otherwise fairly neutral. It's mostly malt with some esters and hops in the background. Looking at it, it had a tall beige head. It was frothy, and it was moderately persistent. Settled slowly. It is a deep amber color. It's not copper. It is very clear. I'll give it a 3 on appearance. I gave it a 10 on aroma. The esters were a little high, but I really like that malt. Okay, tasting it. It's sort of reminding me of a bitter Oktoberfest. It's got a moderate strength, rich, malty sweetness. The malt is elegant and rich, again, like the best German examples. It's not often that you find that quality of malt in American beers. It's moderately bitter. The bitterness is really sort of evenly balanced with the malt. I'd expect the bitterness to come out a little bit higher. I'm guessing that the apparent bitterness is higher than it seems, just because it's got a ton of malt. the malt has a little bit of a lightly caramely, maybe a touch of breadiness in it. The finish is moderately dry. It's fresh. It's refreshing. The esters are fairly low. I am getting some, but it's a little surprising. They came out more in the aroma, so I would have expected them also in the flavor, but well, they're on the low side. I'm getting a moderate... moderate low, spicy hops. But that rich malt really sort of carries all the way through into the aftertaste. I love that malt. I'd expect the esters to be a little lower, and the bitterness to come through just a little bit more. But gotta like that malt. So I'm going to give that a 17. As far as mouthfeel goes, the body's medium. The impression of body as it goes through is sort of interesting. It sort of starts off a little light, and it builds around mid-palate, and you wind up with a dry finish at the end. So I'm still going to call that medium, but I like how it becomes you get that impression of malt, but it becomes dry. It's got a medium to medium high carbonation. It's very smooth. It's got a little bit of a carbonic bite in the finish, and a little bit of alcohol warmth. Maybe that's just a touch high. I'll give it a 4 in mouthfeel. Overall, very fresh and clean. It's a malt-focused beer. It reminds me a little bit of a Vienna. You know, it's got that sort of amber color. I do think this comes off as an ale. It's probably made as an ale. It probably could use a little bit more conditioning. The esters, cold conditioning, the esters are a little high. The bitterness could be a touch higher. It's very malty, and the malt has such a great German distinctive quality. The drinkability is high because of the dry finish, and the little bit of hop kick at the end leaves it from being sweet. But this is a very good beer. If you're traveling around, particularly if you're in the Pacific Northwest and can get a hold of it, it's certainly worth trying. So I'm going to give that an 8 overall, for a total of 42. This is a little bit of a conglomeration of a style, North German alt beer. It's meant to be something that's not as bitter as Dusseldorf alt beers, and but in the same, you know, general category. I would imagine that this is a very food-friendly beer, again, because it has some of the same flavors that you'd get in Oktoberfests and Viennas. So that's the Alaskan Amber, Category 7A, North German Alt Beer.